The arts and creative industries are worth almost $1 trillion globally. So how is Jamaica tapping into that revenue, and how can you? I'm Khalila Reynolds, and it's time for another episode of Money Moves, JA, brought to you in partnership with Exim Bank's Business Advisory Service, giving you the tools to grow your business. My guest today is Karen Hutchinson. She is CreateTech Program Director at Kingston Creative. Hi, Karen.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. So you're the CreateTech Program Manager at Kingston Creative. You have to explain that to me. What is a CreateTech Program Manager?
Okay, let me break it down. And thank you very much for having me on the show. So first of all, CreateTech is an initiative. It's actually a set of projects that's being run by Kingston Creative, wherein we're looking to develop the entrepreneurial and technology skills of creative entrepreneurs. And we are focusing as well on technology and in using the technology, in getting the entrepreneurs to use the technology in order to become more efficient, more creative, and hopefully more profitable. So CreateTech is essentially the combination of creativity and technology. So that's the first part of your question. And then the second part is, what does a program manager do, or what am I doing as a program manager? So there are all these projects that are part of the CreateTech program. So my job essentially is to pull it together, to ensure that things run well, to ensure that the reporting happens on time, the projects come out on time. So that's essentially what I do.
So tell me what all is covered when we talk about creative industries.
Okay, so, you know, that's a big question. There are so many different subsectors within what we are defining as the creative industries. And we are essentially using the UNESCO definition of the cultural and creative industries. So this could be persons who are involved in advertising, people who are involved in broadcasting like yourself, people who are chefs, people who are hairdressers, people who are in fashion, the cultural aspect of it.
So it's very broad.
It is very broad.
Dancers, and artists,
absolutely,
musicians.
Absolutely. Photographers.
Visual artists.
Gamers, people involved in digital media. Yes, all of that is covered under the umbrella of cultural and creative industries.
Oh, extremely broad. So do you have any data as to how much money, how much revenue is being generated in Jamaica from these industries?
Sure.
And I say industries because it sounds like more than one.
Absolutely, absolutely. And looking at the data from UNESCO, they estimate that around $2.2 billion Jamaican dollars in revenue is generated by the CCI annually.
$2.2 billion Jamaican dollars. That's a
yes,
lot of money.
It is. Right. And that's one estimate. The Ministry of Finance has a broader definition of what goes into what they call the ECCI, and that is around $84 billion that they estimate.
So there must be some overlapping with some other industries supported by government agencies and so on.
Yes, absolutely. And what we try and do at Kingston Creative is we try and partner with the different agencies in order to deliver the benefits under the different programs. So, for example, you have the Development Bank of Jamaica. They provide services to entrepreneurs generally, and through Kingston Creative, they are able to provide services specifically to cultural and creative industries.
So speaking of business, right, and this, mm-hmm. this is a show that talks primarily about business, mm-hmm. a lot of artists and creatives have the problem in figuring out not only how to monetize, but how to turn their creative product or service into a business. Mm-hmm. So how do you do that?
What we do at Kingston Creative is we help creative entrepreneurs to find their way. And we do that through a number of programs, one of them being the incubator. So if you have an idea, say you have an idea to, you know, start a restaurant or something in the culinary sphere, what you would do is you would present that idea to an organization like Kingston Creative, and then we would help you to develop that idea. So we would provide you with an incubation service where we would help you to flesh out that idea, put it down on paper, figure out exactly how profitable it could be. We would provide you with mentorship in terms of perhaps matching you with somebody within your specific field so that your specific idea can mushroom. We would also help you to determine the kind of funding that you would need in order to grow and put you in touch or help you to make connections with some of the agencies and organizations that could provide you with that kind of funding.
But not every creative thinks of their business as a business,
yes,
do they?
Yes, this is true. This is absolutely true. And this is why the work that we do is so important. Because we are not in the business of helping creatives to figure out how to better cook a meal or how to better, you know, do the fashion or anything like that. We're in the business of trying to help creatives to think about how it is that they can professionalize, for want of a better term, what it is that they're doing, how it is that they can make money from their creativity. So a big part of what we're trying to do through CreateTech is to have this push for creative entrepreneurs to become more formalized, for them to understand that, yes, there is the creative aspect, but if they want to make money from what it is that they're doing, they absolutely need to set up structures in order for that to happen. If it is that they don't have the kind of brain for that, then they need to think about how it is that that resource can be hired, outsourced, in order for it to become, you know, a profitable business that 10 years from start is still making money. They're still able to actually run that and, you know, do what they love, which is the creative part, and make money from that creativity.
Yeah. Do you find that a lot of the people who come to you are flying solo?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so one of the things that we try and do is we try and get them to think about how it is that their businesses can grow if it is that they were to, if they're able to dedicate the time, what kind of resources they would need in order for it to become more sustainable.
Do you have grants available for creatives?
We do. We had a program recently that closed, which is the Catapult program, which was not under CreateTech, but it was still an initiative run by Kingston Creative, which awarded small grants to creative entrepreneurs. We have funding in other forms as well. So for example, we have a program called Best Pitch Forward. And that is a program where creative entrepreneurs are given the opportunity to pitch their business for potential investment. And depending on how well they do that pitch, they're able to garner funds for their business. We also offer financial support to entities that are looking to register. So if it is that you've had your business and now you're looking to formalize it, we provide funding for you to actually register your business with Companies Office, as well as if you want to register your intellectual property with the Jamaica Intellectual Property Office.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's really no different than running any other type of business.
Being a creative entrepreneur, you mean?
Right.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, obviously there is a lot more joy for the creative just based on, you know, the passion and that sort of a thing. But in terms of the business fundamentals, no, those things would remain the same. Maybe the model in terms of how it is that the creative entrepreneur is making money will be different. But in terms of the fundamentals that need to be in place, the fact that you need to ensure that you account for the money that you make, the money that you spend, that you have a proper marketing plan, that you have a business plan that tells you what it is that you're doing and what it is you're trying to accomplish, those fundamentals will remain the same.
Yeah, I'm sure that is the challenge for a lot of creatives, because you spend all your time creating this beautiful
product.
And then not much time on the business end of things.
A lot of entrepreneurs find themselves in that situation, regardless of whether they're creative or not. But yes, absolutely, because you know what it is that you want to create. You know what your skill is. You may not necessarily be a great accountant, or you may not like the idea of having to account for your, but if you're going to be successful, these are some of the things that you would need to pay attention to. And this is the kind of support that we provide, just in terms, I mean, we don't provide accounting services, don't get me wrong, but just in terms of getting creatives to understand what it takes to run a business, this is essentially the service that we provide.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Karen. How can people get in touch with you?
Okay, so I can be emailed at karen@kingstoncreative.org, and you can visit the Kingston Creative page, kingstoncreative.org, to find out about all the different initiatives that we have going on.
Wonderful. Thanks again.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
All right.
Here's a recap of Karen's key points. According to UNESCO, Jamaica earns about $2.2 billion from the creative industry. If you have an idea, Kingston Creative offers an incubation service. The service includes helping you to flesh out the idea, mentorship within a specific field, and funding. Funding is also provided for you to register your business and intellectual property. Grants are available for creatives through Kingston Creative.
That's it for this episode of Money Moves, JA, brought to you in partnership with Exim Bank's Business Advisory Service, giving you the tools to grow your business. Visit their website at eximbankja.com and follow them on social media, including YouTube and Instagram. You can check out my website, KalilaReynolds.com, for a summary of this episode. I'm Kalila Reynolds. Until next time.